Paul Brandt worked as a wildlife biologist for the DNR for about 30 years, spending much of his career along the lower Wisconsin River. His brother, Neil Brandt, says while helping the state purchase thousands of acres for the lower Wisconsin State River Way, Paul developed an important ethic.
And it wasn't just the normal personal or social ethics, but it also goes into the land ethics that I think Aldo Leopold pioneered.
Neil Brandt says when Paul passed away in 2006 at age 60, Neil wasn't surprised to learn that his brother had bequeathed most of his savings, or about $600,000, to the Natural Resources Foundation. The donation will stay in the bank, but the foundation will use some of the interest, about $30,000 each year, for wildlife habitat restoration and management work along the lower Wisconsin. Foundation spokeswoman Camille Zanoni says Paul Brandt's gift is the largest donation from a former DNR employee to help protect a state land. She says perhaps other DNR retirees someday will also leave behind a financial gift.
Anyone working for the state of Wisconsin, and especially Department of Natural Resources, makes sacrifices on a daily basis. So it's by no means an expectation that they'll leave an extra monetary gift behind, but it's an opportunity to continue to support something they were passionate about in their lifetime.
This afternoon, the DNR will formally dedicate the Millville unit of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway in Paul Brandt's honor during a ceremony at Wyalusing State Park. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.